Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Welcome back to Perspectives, live here with Ashley Burgess at 570 KLIF or on iHeartRadio. I know y'all hear me say this, but I am just reiterating the cool facts. So, guess what time it is tonight? I wonder what it is.
It's Pulse Time, the Perspectives Pulse.
Obviously, it's the Pulse Time, and guess who we have to talk with about what is going on here in our area tonight? J.R. Adkins, great to have you on the line. How are you doing this evening, sir?
I'm doing great, Ashley. Really enjoying the program tonight. Look forward to the third segment.
Well, thank you so much, and I'm just looking forward to listening to what we got to talk about here. I know that you told me about an event when we were on the phone earlier today. It was the Digital Dallas Dumbo launch party, and that's on Wednesday. Tell us a little bit about that event.
Yeah, it's got kind of a funny name, so let me explain that. So Digital Dallas is a group that started back in 2009, collecting the people in town that somehow touched the digital space. Everything from designers of websites to designers of mobile apps, to business people, anyone that is somehow touching the digital space. We usually get together for a monthly event, have a very short program, a lot of networking, often lots of beverages and food. And that group is merging with a group out of New York, and that's where the Dumbo comes from. It actually stands for Down Under the Manhattan Bypass Overpass or something like that. You know, it has kind of a funny regional name. But that organization is branching out throughout the nation and collecting and partnering with other groups like ourselves, trying to create a bigger movement around people who work in the digital field.
You know, I know you were telling me about something really cool about how there's people who actually receive these like NFC-powered name tags that are linked to their LinkedIn profile. So is it like almost like a digital readout type like name tag?
Well, you'll have to come to see, but yeah, NFC, the near field communication, the idea is that each name tag, since it's tied to your LinkedIn, will have a different color code on it. So as you mix and mingle at this event this week, you'll see and have to figure out what the different color codes mean and such, and kind of just add a different kind of enticement to talk to one another, to network some, to get to know folks, other folks in the digital space.
I want hot pink.
Coming up this Wednesday night, 6 to 10 o'clock, down in Deep Ellum at a place called Life in Deep Ellum.
Oh, I want to go to this event. We'll have to ride together. I'm pretty close to that area.
Well, let's do it. You know, it'd be nice if you and I met up there and then got to meet other people that are listening to the show. If we could somehow see each other's name tags or something, if we don't recognize one another and get together and actually have face-to-face conversation.
I like that. I like that. So this Wednesday, JR and I will both be at this launch party event on Wednesday. What time is that event again?
6 p.m.
At 6 p.m. And where can we get all the information on the actual location and all that stuff?
Well, if you go to the Perspectives website, you can find details there. You can also find details on my website, somethingdifferentcompanies.com. But either one of those, you should be able to go and find a place to RSVP and purchase a ticket, which is $30 to get in.
And if for some reason it's not up on liveyourtruelife.org right this minute, it will definitely be there on Monday morning. So check it out. As well as, I know you have another event. I actually really respect these folks a lot. The Society of Women Who Love Shoes, and they have an event on Friday and Saturday. Tell us a little bit about that, JR.
Yeah, so this group raises money through events to help increase awareness and combat the issues that surround women abuse issues. A matter of fact, we had a big event here in Dallas that Mayor Rawlings got behind earlier in the year, and I understand there'll be another one coming up this year also. But the whole idea is to get together, have fun. It happens to be around the idea of women who love shoes. So usually if you either bring some shoes, you get in for free. Otherwise, there's a small entry-level price. And then there's one in Fort Worth on one night, in Dallas on another night. So it's actually Thursday and Saturday. So the Thursday one's in Fort Worth, the Saturday night one is going to be in Plano, and the twist on the Saturday night, if the ladies wear a little black dress, and as well as their fancy shoes. The ladies will get in free. And then we also can offer up a couple of free tickets to someone to win to go to either one of those events.
And you can win by calling in tonight at 888-787-5543. Again, the number is 888-787-5543. Or you can like us on Facebook, Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, as well. So that's a good thing, too. And you can show your love for the show or whatever you want to talk about the show, because we love feedback and we love your perspective. So if you want to get all that information, though, you either need to go to the Perspectives page, or JR will also say his page at the end of this as well. And now let's get to your networking tip, because a lot of times that networking tip also feeds into regular life. So what is that for this evening?
Well, the tip tonight has to do with how you manage your time at one of these events, along with whatever your goal is. So I've talked to people who say, you know, if I could just meet one person tonight that would help me along with my business or my cause or my interests, I'd be happy. And then I'll talk to someone else and go, one person? Oh, no, man, I'd like to meet 5 or 10 more new people. So whatever your goal is, the idea is to manage your time against that.
A thousand.
Well, I talked to people that said, well, I went to something and I sat there the whole night and didn't talk to anyone. I'm like, dude, were you hanging out in the bathroom or what?
On your cell phone in the bathroom, I bet. In the bathroom.
They never looked up to meet anyone. So the idea is, if you're only going to be somewhere an hour, it's really up to you to manage the experience and the time against whatever goal you have. So you got to sometimes reach out and meet 3, 4, or 5 people before you run across that one that says, I'm interested in some of the same things you are, or it sounds like we have a cause that we'd like to gather on, or, yeah, I'm interested in what you do for business. We should talk later.
I like that. It's all about getting out there, doing something with your time, and not just sitting around. That's just like in any part of life, you know? If you go to a networking event like JR says, and you just kind of sit there and you do nothing, there's really no reason to be there. I mean, the same holds accountable. If you have a bunch of great friends and you never really, like, you know, get out there, you never actually extend anything, you never call them up to say hi. If you're on Facebook all the time just collecting a bunch of friends and not really caring about who they are or what they're doing, I mean, that's kind of like half-life living. You know, you're not living to your full potential. You're not getting a lot of out of it, because a lot of times when we don't even look in our own backyard, there's people there that can really not only be there as a friend, but they can also maybe help you find your true purpose in life.
Exactly. And, you know, networking is really about building relationships.
That's exactly what it is. It's about building relationships on every level. And so we're going to be at that event on Wednesday. And I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have some really cool name tags that are flashing and doing stuff, and that's something to get me somewhere. So if you come out here, you'll actually meet JR and myself. And to get more of that information, you could go to the liveyourtruelife.org site, or where else can you go, JR?
Well, my website is somethingdifferentcompanies.com, and there's an events tab you can click on and find more information. And please do come up to us on Wednesday night if you're out, or at the other one. I'll be at the ladies' event on Saturday, the little black dress. I won't be wearing a little black dress, though.
Come on. I was looking for a little short, little black skirt or something, you know. I'm going to stand
by
the door.
You would totally rock the stiletto black heels.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
We'll try that another time.
When you come back up to the studio sometime, JR, you're going to have to bring a pair of heels, too, with you, just to show them off, just to flaunt, you know, just to, you know, I don't know. No, okay, guys, he doesn't wear heels. We're not trying to say that, but we this is awesome. So definitely, I can't wait to see you on Wednesday, JR. And thanks a lot for giving us all this great information, because you know what? If you didn't, we wouldn't have it.
I appreciate it, Ashley. Looking forward to the rest of the show.
Rock on, sweetie. Talk to you next Sunday. And see you on Wednesday. So we learned a lot here on Perspectives Pulse tonight. I think we learned a lot. We know things that we didn't know, obviously, a few minutes before. So when we come back, Billy Blair, we're going to be talking more about purpose. We're going to be talking more about setbacks and hurdles and making the changes needed in life to actually succeed in that purpose that we have. So stay tuned. Keep it on 570 KLIF. Keep it on iHeartRadio. And guess what? Yes, you know, we'll be back in 2 shakes.
150 miles per gallon. Feeling the wind in your hair. Smelling the roses at 30 miles per hour. Never worrying about parking. Lightweight, sturdy, and the feeling of freedom at your hands. Bringing the past into the future, Jake's Custom Motorbikes is now offering custom, unique, and affordable alternative transportation, like the Harleys and Indians of yesteryear. Brand new lightweight motorized bikes for under $3,000, starting at $750. The JakeBike.com offers made for you custom motorized bicycles, the newest craze in alternative, fuel efficient transportation with style. Check out the JakeBike.com to order yours today. That's thejakebike.com. Mention KLIF for a 10% discount on your custom motorized bike. Jake's Custom Motorbikes. Thejakebike.com.